Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. It's officially the 4th of July weekend, and city officials want people to stay vigilant to limit the risk of spreading COVID-19 even more. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
Pennsylvania is coming off its highest single-day total of new cases since May, and there are surges around the country.
And if we let our guard down, even for just one night, we go into the situation that we're seeing in Texas, that we're seeing in Arizona.
Aaron Bromage, a biologist from the University of Massachusetts Dartmouth, says a concern this weekend will be gatherings, barbecues that are happening, and the potential for overcrowding.
When we start putting together 20, 30, 40, 50 people, we are setting ourselves up for somebody to be there that is infected and to infect a lot of people.
The consensus from health officials is outdoors is safer than indoors, but mask wearing, hand washing, and sanitizing will be critical this weekend. Montgomery County officials say so far there is no reason to slow down efforts at reopening, but they're calling on residents to do their part to keep the virus at bay. Commissioner Dr. Val Arkush says the numbers continue to trend in the right direction, but she says the county can't lose sight of its goals.
The goals are ensuring that our hospitals do not get overwhelmed, making sure that our kids can get back to school this fall, and helping our local businesses get back on their feet.
She says the best way to reach those goals is for everyone to wear masks, stay 6 feet away from people, get tested, and if you test positive, cooperate with contact tracing. Philadelphia City government has received a grant to help protect residents from scams that take advantage of the pandemic. Mitch Little of the Community Empowerment and Opportunity Office is overseeing the effort.
This is really about that $12.95 that you're making in an occupation that makes you an essential employee in a customer service or a retail job, right? That little bit of money that you bring home, we want you to be able to hold on to that and not respond to an email or a robocall. And out of desperation, you think that it's going to improve your financial situation.
The effort will also connect consumers to avenues for compensation, such as the State Attorney General's Bureau of Consumer Protection. The Bureau says it's recovered $1.6 million for thousands of consumers who've brought complaints during the pandemic. With more fireworks than usual across the country and in our region and ahead of the July 4th weekend, there's a growing concern for military veterans who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. As KYW's Kristen Johansson explains, the sudden booms can have lasting effects on vets.
Veterans are trained to perceive threats and hunker down to protect themselves and those around them, says Dr. Hetty Eisenberg with Philadelphia's Veteran Affairs Medical Center. So when they hear fireworks popping off, they may flash back to battle.
We call them re-experiencing symptoms, so a patient might be taken back to a traumatic memory, either from combat.
Vets may also suffer severe anxiety.
It can cause the people to withdraw very significantly,
which can ultimately worsen their PTSD or reverse treatment progress.
Eisenberg says loved ones should let veterans isolate in a safe place in the house, possibly with a family pet during holiday fireworks. A 73-year-old man from York, Pennsylvania, has died after hitting his head while body surfing at the Jersey Shore. Authorities say it happened Thursday evening at the 21st Street Beach in Avalon. Witnesses tell police the man was body surfing when he was struck by a large wave, causing him to hit his head on the ground beneath the surface of the water. Police say bystanders and emergency personnel pulled the man from the water and administered CPR. He was rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Traffic on the Schuylkill Expressway has been brutal for decades, but a Temple University researcher says technology could help ease congestion, and KYW's Kim Globus reports PennDOT is already working on it.
Min Sok Pong, an associate professor in management information systems in the Fox School of Business, says one way of decreasing congestion is variable speed limits. PennDOT's Brad Rudolph says those signs are already installed.
If you've traveled the I-76 corridor over the last several months, you've seen these speed limit signs that look like they're electronic, but they haven't been functioning yet.
In addition, Pong says variable lanes, shoulder lanes that can be opened or closed during rush hour, also help ease congestion. Rudolph says local drivers should keep their eyes peeled for those changes.
That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.